time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Sasha. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And would you remind us what was last week's challenge?
Yes, I said name a country, remove his last letter. The remaining letters can be rearranged to spell a word that means country in that country's main language. What country is it? Well, the country is Spain. You do that operation and you get país, P-A-I-S, which means country in Spanish.
We received more than 2,400 responses, and our winner this week is Ryan Saunders of Washington, D.C. Ryan, congratulations and welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. Great to be here.
What was your strategy for figuring out the answer?
So I thought of the only language that I could immediately translate country into, so I thought of Spain as the main place for Spanish language, dropped the N, and immediately saw the four letters, and it all made sense from my high school and limited proficiency in Spanish.
The benefits of having another language in addition to our native one.
Exactly.
And Ryan, I hear you're a musician?
Yeah, I play guitar and ukulele and piano, and currently am trying to entice my 16-month-old to pick up the drums.
I imagine that's not hard to get a 16-month-old to do.
Oh, yeah, she's great. She'll beat on anything. And she's picking up time. She's getting four time down, so we're good.
Good. Ryan, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yeah.
Okay, so Will, what do you have for us this week?
All right, Ryan and Sasha, every answer today is a word or name in which the second syllable sounds like the letter K. And the syllable is always accented, and there's at least one syllable after it. For example, if I said flowering tree that grows in warm climates, you would say acacia. So, here's number one, time off from work when you travel somewhere.
Vacation.
Vacation is it. Number two, Mount Etna or Mount St. Helens.
Volcano.
That's it. 17-year locust.
Oh, cicada.
Cicada is it. Distracting from real life as fantasy novels.
Distracting from real life as fantasy novels. A placation? I don't know. It's no.
Yeah. It's a form of entertainment, blank entertainment, when you just want to forget everything in life and go into fantasy land. I'll tell you that one. It's escapist.
Ah, gotcha.
Escapist. All right, try this one. A place.
A place? That's the only clue?
Location.
Yeah, we're not looking for, I'm looking for a synonym of place.
Okay. I think Ryan just got it.
Oh, sorry.
Location?
Location is it. One's profession.
Vocation?
That's it. Irish dramatist Sean.
O'Casey?
That's it. National park along the coast of Maine.
Acadia?
Good. Kind of map projection.
I'm going to blank on this one.
Uh-huh. It's that old-fashioned thing. Oh, you got it. Yeah, say it again.
Mercator,
yeah. It's amazing what's in the back of the brain.
Yeah,
try this one. Dirty tricks or sleight of hand.
Okay, so dirty tricks.
Starts with C.
I'm another blank on this one. All right. Dirty trick or sleight of hand.
Did you tell us it started with the letter C?
Yes. How about CH?
Chicanery? No.
Chicanery. Yeah,
chicanery,
good one.
Good, Ryan.
Lacking the skill to do something.
Lacking the skill to do something.
Starts with I.
I.
Can you give us a second letter?
Yeah, the second letter, that's going to really help, but it's an N. I-N.
Incapable
is it. Okay, here's your last one. Occurring naturally on a 24-hour cycle. And people talk about it's a kind of rhythm, blank rhythm.
Oh, cicada. All right. Circadian.
Circadian is it. Good.
Ryan, you needed very little help on this one. You were carrying the show here.
There was some that I appreciated the combination and collaboration. It was helpful.
You're really good at it. And for playing our puzzle today, you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Ryan, which member station do you listen to?
WAMU in Washington, D.C.
Ryan Saunders of Washington, D.C., thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you very much.
And Will, tell us next week's challenge.
Yes, think of a word for a deceitful person. Move the middle letter to the end, and you'll get another word for a deceitful person. What words are these? So again, a word for a deceitful person. Move the middle letter to the end, and you'll get another word for a deceitful person. What words are these?
And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, April 18th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Will, thank you.
Thank you, Sasha.